Hey, Kareem.
Hi, Doree.
Well, we're here at Angel Coach's couches, so it's all good.
We had a nice laugh about the angel couches. We are angel coaches. That's an easy mistake. I like that typo.
It's all good. So let me know. I tell you what you need to do is tonight, if you can hear me, just because it's been a joke for the past couple weeks with my internet stuff on my end, because VBS has been so patient with me. Tree, you need to turn your rabbit ears up, okay? So that'll be a good sign. But what are we talking about tonight?
Today we are finishing up the Ascended Master Goddesses. So this is week three, the final week of the goddesses, and we're just gonna start off and take it from there. But again, Ascended Masters are, they're people that have walked, lived a lifetime on this earth as a teacher, healer, or a prophet. And they are now Ascended Masters, and they're just like angels. They're another extension of the arms of God, as you say. But our topic is that we're talking about Ascended Master Goddesses. So we're starting off today with Nematoma.
Yes, some strong female goddesses. Okay, so all you women and all you men that love women, you're gonna love this show. So anyway, Nematoma, what does she got? What does she do, and what does she have to say?
Nematoma is the Celtic goddess of power places like sacred grounds, sacred circles, medicine wheels. She helps with infusing ceremonies with guidance. She oversees wisdom, protection. You can call upon her to help clear your space in your home, inside your house, in your front yard, your backyard. So she's kind of like, adds basically divinity and cleansing energy to any sacred spaces that you have in your house, or I think she's also what is she associated with? She's associated with where is that place in is it in England? I think it's in England.
Yes, yeah, you're right. What is it called? That it's a great wow. They've got a lot of neat stuff over there. I can't even remember of it, the name of it, but it's ancient. It's been there forever. It's very organic, I guess, is a way of saying it. You know what I use her for too as well? A lot of times people will walk into where I live at, my friends, and they go, "This room feels better than this room." And wherever you meditate at, or I always have a specific place I meditate at, I ask her to come in and make the place sacred. Not that meditation in itself isn't, or we're not as spiritual beings, but just invite her in to help you make it sacred. You know what I mean? So I like it
Right.
that. And people can always tell when they come in too, in my home. I know yours is the same way, right? With your candles, your sacred space. She's really
Oh,
good
yeah.
with it.
She's also one of the goddesses that has I just remembered it now, Bath. Bath is one of those spas that's in southern England. She's one of, I think there's another goddess that's coming up that also has a shrine that's there too as well. So she's and that's also a sacred space. It's a healing spa in southern England.
Yeah, and you can always ask her to give you sacred symbols or symbols that are sacred to you. You know, if you're connected to Egyptian or Greek or England, and she'll let you know if you have a specific symbol. She's really great for showing you those over and over again, to confirm that you're at the right space, right spot, right time and place. I know I have a friend of mine who does a lot. He's a Reiki healer. She's actually in England. And she's visiting the States right now, but that's what she uses nematoma for. So how cool is that? Anyway.
Are
Okay, so
you there? All right,
yeah.
okay. I thought
Okay,
you cut
well,
out there for a second.
no, I'm here.
All right, okay. So let's move on. What was
The next goddess is
okay,
who?
I just heard a loud noise there in the background. That was odd. Our next goddess is Unag.
Unag, yeah, and that's a different one. It took me a long time to figure that one out, because she would spell it for me, as well as then she finally said it. But she's great. I love her. Tell everybody what she does.
She's a goddess of devotion and love relationship. She's really beautiful. She's got long golden hair, super super long, like down to the floor. But she's the goddess of devotion and love relationships. She's associated, you know, she comes from Ireland, so you know, she's also attached to the elementals and the fairies over in Ireland. They're very familiar with that over there in Ireland. And when you call upon her, you know, she's associated with dancing too and beauty and all that. She helps you if you have difficulties with if you're finding it difficult to exercise or be motivated to exercise. She can definitely help you with that. She'll give you that motivation to exercise, and she helps with beauty and attractiveness and all aspects of love relationships.
Wow, there you go. You got Hathor in her. That's great with beauty. So, anyway, love her. She's also great. You know, you always tell me this, Corrine, about not forcing things to happen and just rolling, going with the flow and rolling with the punches. She's great for that as well. Like just don't force things to happen and let it happen in divine and perfect timing. So, I like her for that.
Right. And it's easy to call upon her whenever, you know, she's great with relationships. So anytime that you need to, you know, you want to call upon her, just you can just kind of call her out with the feeling of love, because she's really connected to the energy of love. And then when you're talking to her, you don't have to hold anything back. You can tell her what all your fears are, what you need help with, all your wishes and concerns from the deepest parts of your heart and soul. And she'll go right to work with you. And then after you talk to her, you'll have a feeling of like lightness. The heaviness will be lifted from your heart. So she's great for that.
Oh, I love that about her. And like I said, she's like one of the things that you've really helped me with, I know, and a lot of other people that we're working with, is she just helps you to take it step by step and go with the flow. How cool is that in a relationship?
Yes.
I was thinking about how a friend of mine is like wanting her engagement ring. I was like, she needs to call on her. Go with the flow. It'll come. So anyway, what's the next goddess that we've got?
We've got Sedna.
Oh, she's all about abundance, right?
Yes, abundance. She's the creator goddess of the sea, so she's associated to water. And you know, the magical thing about her is that she grants wishes to anybody that goes to the sea, that's in the ocean, or you go to the beach, and you can ask her, you know, to help you grant your wishes. So you go to the beach like every day. She's
I
definitely
do.
someone to call on, yeah, because she's also connected to the dolphins. She's the one who will bring you messages with dolphins in your dream state. And you've had a couple of those too, but she's very connected to dolphins in the water.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, I was out in the ocean one day, and I heard all the noise of the dolphins around me. It was just amazing and beautiful. So, yeah, it doesn't get much better than that, you know?
Yeah, and she's yes, great with abundance, especially concerning food supply. She also helps with animal rights, especially for water-based animals. You know, fish and water-based birds, all of those animals. So any of you out there that are animal rights activists, or you work with animals, or you're a dolphin trainer, or trying to save the whales, all of that, she's a great one. She's a great one to call by your side.
Oh, good. And we have another one. What's the next one?
Sulis, Sulis, Sulis.
Oh, and what's she about?
This is the other goddess that also has a shrine at the Bath Spa in southern England. Because Sulis is, what's interesting about her is that she is also associated with with water, with healing waters, and her name means eye and seeing. But what's interesting about her is that she's also known as a sun goddess, which is very rare because the male deities are usually the ones that are sun gods, while the female deities are usually associated with star and moon connections. But she's
Right.
a female deity, a female goddess that is known as a sun goddess. And a lot of people are, you know, believe that it stems from her relationship with the hot springs, because she oversees all the pools of water associated with healing, especially natural hot springs, which is why she has a shrine at the Bath Spa in England. But isn't that interesting? I thought that was so interesting about her.
I know. They have like hot springs around here in the States too, in Tennessee and all over. How cool is that? So one thing I love about the goddess is they can be a lot of different places, you know, so they're not.
Oh, yes. And you can call upon her, you know, any ceremony involving water, you know, like a baptism or a cleansing, or even when you're taking a bath. You know, you can just run a hot bath with some salt, sea salt in it, some oils, and then light some candles, and then you can call upon her, because that's also a type of water ceremony that we all do, you know, right? I love those baths. Those are so helpful.
Yeah. Sea salt. Yeah, especially the sea salt, that keep your energy clean. Mm-hmm. Just like dust in your house, you need to use a sea salt bath. So anyway, that's mm-hmm. what we think. Right. Anyway, we got another one. And I'm asking you because if I get cut off, then you can still talk about it. So who's the next goddess that we've got?
We've got Tara. Tara's very, very interesting. She's like the split personality goddess.
There you go. Nothing like having a Sybil person, Sybil goddess. So.
But I mean, all sides of her are good, obviously. But she's definitely a goddess that's got many, many different sides to her. You know, she's the goddess that actually was formed out of a lotus flower, and her name means the star. And she helps us, you know, travel smoothly and safely, whether we're on a trip or on our spiritual path or in our daily life. So she's got different sides and different personalities to her, and those are associated by and represented by different colors. So there's the green, white, red, blue, yellow versions of her.
Oh,
they all stand for different things. And the yellow, blue, and red are more like the temperamental side of her. But not, you know, like a negative temperamental, but she's got, you know, a little bit of an edge to her. And then the white and the green Tara are, is the loving, very, very loving and helpful side.
I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's very, she's got a lot of, and she helps things happen fast. So that's mm-hmm. kind of cool too, as well. Mm-hmm. You know,
do you want to talk about the different colors and what they represent?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. You go first. Okay. Or you go ahead. As I said, I want to listen to you. And when we do readings, we'll talk about, you know, I'll help you with that, or we'll help each other, but I'm afraid I'm gonna get cut off. So that's my own fear. And so anyway, what's the different colors?
Okay. Well, she is, the green Tara and the white Tara help with compassion and protection and removing and avoiding obstacles. The green Tara is the one that's like a super speedy goddess, and she produces rapid insight and is great with help in emergency situations. She comes right to your side. She's got like a very intense but loving warrior spirit. She gets situations handled very, very quickly. She goes right to work. She sets her sight on the intended outcome, and then she helps you bring it into fruition. She's the fast and speedy goddess. The white Tara is very, very...
Can I tell
sure,
about
sure,
that?
Sure.
Anyway, I had a client that was reading the different Taras, and I'm so sorry because I forgot about this one. That she says it's life expectancy. She goes, I don't want to be 70 or 80 or 90 if I can't look 21. I go, there you go. So she says... How cool is that? You know, she says, I want to look 21, not be 90 and look 90. I said, well, just ask for longevity and also looking great. I think you can call on Unag and Hathor for that. So, you know, bring them all in. She's also,
there is a goddess that helps with longevity. Which one was that?
This is her white.
Oh, it's White Tara. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And she also is the bringer of enlightenment. So, mm-hmm. If you could be enlightened and wise and forever 21, how it doesn't get much better than that, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, never lonely, always enlightened. Okay. Anyway, what's the next Tara that we have?
Oh, the white Tara. She's the one that you just said, which is helps bring longevity. She's very, very gentle, peaceful, patient, nurturing, maternal. She's the essence of purity, and she feels that way. Just very, very soft and gentle, full of love, full of gratitude, full of joy. And you'll feel that when you call her to your side. You'll just be like immersed in this feeling of like love and peace. And what she does is she helps people shift their hearts away from worry. And she uses her energy of love, loving embrace and happiness to really infuse that into people's lives. So really, if you find that your heart is kind of boggled down with worry, she's definitely something that you can help call to your side to help you with that.
That would be with money or love, right? Or tonight, I'm like stressing, hoping that I don't lose my internet connection. So, so I'm calling.
I was worried about that too. I call Archangel Michael, though. He's great with that. I called Bonnie, and he's like, I got it.
I got you covered, right? So I'm calling on Michael and all the folks over there on the other side. It's like, come on, guys, help me now. You know, in PBS, they got a great system. This is my internet, you know, anyway, my stuff. So, yeah, calling on them all. There you go. But, yeah, I love the Taurus, all of them, because she's just different aspects of one and the same. So what's the next one that we've got? Green Tara. That's a cool one. You want to take that to divorce court, right?
Yeah, we already talked about Green Tara, though. We already did.
So did we?
See? Yeah, we can just move on to our last and final goddess, which is Vesta.
She's one of my favorite, Kareem. Mm-hmm. You know?
Talk about her?
Yeah, she's the one of household, helps you with all your household struggles and brings peace to your household. She's also the goddess of fire. I think hearth, the fire in the hearth. I'm not reading it, and you can go over it, and I think you've got your little book there. But I love her. Can I share this with you? She always tried to work with me before in the past with certain things, and I said, I go, you know what? I can't. I don't even know. You know, I said my household is chaotic right now. Take a miracle for everything to work out. Well, she did, and she said, Tariq, I'm going to help you out with this. And it was actually with my daughter. And because, I have a teenage daughter, and you know how daughters are and sons are. Sometimes I think 16 to 18 is the most challenging time for them. But she really worked with me, with my daughter, among a lot of other people and deities. And she said, now you know how I can help. And because we got some miracles with my kid. And she goes, whenever have another, with know that I'm going to be there helping those folks, those people, single moms or single dads or just families in general. And you know what? In the past 2 weeks, I think you and I've done on our conference call and on here on BBS, we've had a couple of people, and I've felt her energy and seen her. She is wonderful. Because you think, if it doesn't have to do with love and money, how important is it? But you know what? Peace in your household will bring you lots of love and lots of money. Okay, so.
Right.
You know, so. That's my.
She's always great to call upon if you are to remove a negative energy from your home too. So, what happens is that she clears out any potential, for future conflict. She removes the anger from the environment or any kind of friction within the home. So if you're fighting in your house a lot with your siblings or your children or your husband or whatever, she's great to kind of come in and neutralize the energy, clear the space.
Yes, there you go. And she's wonderful with that too as well. So if any of you guys out there that got kids 16 to 18, need to call on her. She's are the terrible twos, right?
I know, right? Or if you've got a sibling of yours that you just can't get along with, she's great.
Sound familiar to any of you guys listening?
I love that. Before you enter their home, just say, Vesta, please be with me now as I walk into this house and see my sister or see my brother.
Right, exactly. And then make sure you have your cross and garlic and you're good to go. Anyway, I know we know what that's like, Kareem, you know, with our family. Can't choose your family.
Well, actually, I know. You can't choose your family, but you've got a lot of angels around you that can help with any situation.
Well, you know what? There's a thought, and I really believe this, that we do choose our family to learn lessons with, because, you know, you can't get rid of them.
That's right.
Yeah. So how cool is that? So
our greatest teachers, but the angels can help you kind of soften the blow a little bit.
Yeah, soften it. There you go. Don't soften it. Make it go away. You know, I know how that feels, you know. Ugh. Anyway, so we've got some great goddesses there, and I know that we talked about the female goddesses, but there's a lot of male goddesses too, or gods, or deities as well. So so if you we'll do that at a different date, I guess. And we've got some callers too. Do we want to take them now? Or?
Sure. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I couldn't hear you for a second.
That's okay. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, yeah, no, me too. I'm happy I got through. Sometimes it can be kind of hard. I had a question for you guys. I know you've been busy over the past 2 days, Kareem. I got your email. I just wanted to check up on my job. I know we had the one that I was really interested up in Somerville, the part-time one in Hillsboro that I was kind of so-so, and you said you guys had felt another one. I was wondering, had I applied to it yet, and if you guys still felt all of them around me, or one in particular around me, just the status, basically.
Corrine, can you go ahead with that first, because I'm tapping into something, if that's okay.
Sure. Actually, my internet just cut out, so I didn't quite hear you, but I think it's something to do with your job.
Yeah.
I feel that there's another one that is separate from the two that we've previously spoken about. There's a third one in the air.
That's what she just asked about. How cool is that?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Sorry, but, oh, I could hear a thing. It was just like, I sounded like a broken record, and I just called on Archangel Michael, like, please fix it, and then it got fixed. Okay, so good. Yeah, there's a third one in the air.
Have I applied to it yet?
Have you applied to it yet? It feels no.
It's right around the corner. Yeah. It's right around the corner. That's
right. Yeah, it is right around.
Because when I go online to apply, I haven't been seeing many jobs I've really been interested in or really qualified for, or jobs that I could really see myself doing. So I was wondering if it was like a sign that I had already applied for, because obviously. The one up in Somerville. Actually, one of the people I had interviewed was looked me up on LinkedIn recently. No one's called or anything yet, but I still feel good energy there. But I was curious about the other one. Is it up by the first job and the second job, like north of where I am?
Can I tell you what I'm getting with it? It's like it's right around the corner, and it's really close to you, Lindsay. Extremely close to you. It's where you want. It's going to be close to your new home, as well as everything is close to you. That's what I feel.
Mm-hmm. Feels like upper right, from wherever you're at. It feels like it's north, east, northeast from where you're at. Northeast.
But how about her new home? Because see, that's where I see it going to be, near her new home, more close to her new home than one that she and Thomas will buy or are getting where they want.
That is northeast, though, isn't it? Aren't you going north from where you're at? You're going.
Yeah, it is. And
yeah. That's where I'm seeing.
You called it. It's exactly northeast from actually where I sit right now. Because if I was at my parents' house, it would be a little more. It would just be straight north. It actually, you are even very good. It's actually northeast.
That's exactly where it's at. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's closer to New York City. And it's funny. Thomas's father had told me just to remind Tom to say New York City to him, and he actually ended up applying to a company that I guess he knows someone. He graduates in the spring, and I think that this is what everything coming together and everything working out, hence why I've been a little bit better this week, because I've been asking for signs, I've been calling upon my angels, and they've really not shown me much, but I still really feel like it's coming. It just can frustrate me so much in this life, because, you know, divine timing and things like that. But I have looked at homes in that area, and that would be something I'd be very into doing. I just, you know, obviously sooner rather than later would really help me. This job, it's full-time, right? And it's marketing?
Yes. Yes, it is. And it's also got PR and marketing together, Lindsay. That's what I feel, okay?
Oh,
and
wow.
You're, yeah. So, but it's near your new home. That's where it's going to be.
Yeah. That's always good, especially since I know I want kids eventually, not now, but eventually.
Someday.
Yeah. I will.
Make sure you look, establish a good relationship with Vesta, like we were talking about, because she'll help you.
Yeah, I know. You had me laughing at that part. You guys are the best. I just wanted to call and just make sure it was still around, that I was still doing everything right. I've been doing a lot of spiritual work and with one of my ascended goddesses, Damara, and Bridget. I've been lighting a candle for Bridget. You talked about her on a previous show. But no, I'll keep you guys posted. I really appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
Hey, Lindsay, one more quick comment. On Monday night, don't forget.
Oh, no, I'll be there. Yeah, I already told Tom.
Okay. Wonderful. All right, take care.
All right, ladies, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I wanted to say to her too, there's still a number like 33, 0. with zeros. I don't know why I just keep seeing that number, and I think I
feels
might have
like
mentioned
it's an
that.
It feels like an address when you said that. It's something with an address or a street or an office number. Just
I didn't know. Yeah, so Lindsay, if you're listening, I don't know why. I think I mentioned this before, and I didn't know what it was attached to, whether or not it was like the student loans or the house or the something.
No.
But there's a 300.
It has to do with the
something.
Address.
Okay. So Lindsay, if you're listening, write that down. 300, and I think I see something else. 27 or 3. I don't know, but there's like at least 2 zeros and a 3. It just keeps showing up around her. I don't know what that is. We'll figure it out later, I'm sure.
Either it's the office number or the lotto number. So everybody's like, okay, let me write that down. I was kidding.
I don't know, or that's how much the home is going to cost, or something.
No, can I tell you what I just saw when you were saying it, and then I heard an angel go, that's something to do with the where she's going to be working. It's like street address, office number, office building. So
okay. All right. That's good information. So hopefully Lindsay heard that, or we'll tell her again next week. Okay, so we've got Teresa from New Jersey.
There you go. There's a northeastern person. Hi, Teresa.
How are you?
Good. Really good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I actually had two questions. One about my goddess, and another one, I just got an interview today with a lady named Jenny to do tax work in January. However, I got a really weird vibe, and then I got a really weird chill. So I don't know if it's what that is. I don't know if it's my goddess or my angel, something. What do you guys
How did it feel to you? Positive or negative?
It honestly felt neutral to me because I couldn't read the lady. I didn't understand what Jenny wanted. And any question I asked, she's like, oh, I never thought of that. I never thought of that. So I was just like, I couldn't read her. I didn't know what it is that she wanted, so...
Can I tell you what that feels like to me?
Yeah.
It feels like that this is like a road that you're going on. Don't put the first one on hold for a moment and then look for others because there's more coming to you. But it's designed to give you more cash flow. That's what I'm seeing. But there may be a better opportunity for you. Not that you say no to this one. Don't ever say no until you have the other one, okay? That's what I feel as well. Pretty strong, actually. How about you, Corrine?
Have you been looking for a job, Teresa? Because there is one.
I have not. I've been.
Okay, because
I have not. I've been
like,
trying to get my chocolate and my event planning business going. You know, but I need capital to start it. So, but I haven't really been looking. I haven't even put my resume out. I don't know how Jenny got my resume or my number or anything. So.
Okay, because this one doesn't feel like this is, it's not sticking for me. It's not like I'm trying to put you there and it's just not sticking. So it feels like it's part-time or I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it sticks. There's something else that sticks. This is not the one that sticks for some reason. I don't know if it's something that, is it a part-time job? Is this, what is this?
Like, that's the thing. This lady doesn't know. She doesn't know if she wants me per diem. She doesn't know if she wants me full time. She doesn't know if she wants me part time. She sees me there. We have good
Teresa, can I tell you something? What I got really strong with this, it's because your husband stays on to you about money because everybody's about that. Keep that in the back burner. You're going to get something else that's going to be more to your liking. Okay. And this will be a non-issue for you. What's your next question?
The feeling I got when I walked out, I felt like I had a hand behind me. Was that my angel or goddess? It wasn't St. Michael. It wasn't the normal people I have around me. It felt really odd or unfamiliar. But let's just say unfamiliar, okay?
It doesn't feel like one of your guides. It feels like somebody special for the situation.
Yes, then I'm getting like a... It doesn't even. It doesn't feel like it. It feels like an angel. This energy feels like not an ascended master goddess. This is like an angel. This is like not an angel. What am I saying? This is someone that feels like someone that you've known that has crossed over. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Someone that because this person has like almost like a they like they someone that you know that has passed away that has crossed over. because the energy is still really around our level, our energy here. And then I'm getting like a C. That's about it. And it's and she's female. She feels like she was related. I don't know. She feels like an aunt. I can't quite pinpoint it.
She feels like she's tapped, because she's probably tapped into it too as well. But she's like, it's somebody that's crossed over, is with you, is one of your guides, and it feels like someone, but it's not specific to you. Maybe your whole family, and it feels like she's trying to let you know that there's more than one opportunity here. But it will keep your husband from jumping all over you, and you can get a little bit of peace and work on your career. Okay, what your passion is. That's what I feel.
Because I've also been invoking, because remember the seeds when we were talking about the goddesses and you came up with Aramaeus?
Yeah.
And, you know, in Roman it's Diana, goddess
right.
of Diane. You also kept saying a sea, but I didn't know if that was another goddess. I mean, once you told me that and I started researching Diana and everything like that, I started feeling a different energy and I started seeing a lot of aquas and like grays, which was weird, which was unusual for me. Not weird, just unusual, because I see colors a lot. But I didn't know if what energy that was and if I'm invoking Artemis correctly or...
Mm-hmm. Or is she the one with the cherubs? I remember now, there was cherubs all around her, right? Was she the one? This energy of the one that you felt on your back is different.
Okay.
This is a different, this is like an angel. It's someone that has crossed over, that is like your guide now, or your angel, your guardian angel, kind of giving you a nudge. It's different.
Can I tell you something? I don't feel it specific to her though. I feel it's like with your family, but not only for you. So it's probably one of your relatives, not a guardian angel, Kareen. That's what I got. It's really strong. So
is she the gray energy that I see, or the aqua blue? Because these are two new colors that have been around my home. Even when I drive, if there's like some light coming through, I'll see it. And then there's a very faint voice, but it's not very clear. So I don't know if I'm not doing something or I'm not opening myself up to her or him. I can't, like normally I could tell you, you know, gender. And, you know, I've told, you know. But this time I can't. It's mysterious to me.
Well, I got to tell you something.
If that makes
right
sense.
Now. No, I hear you. But one of the things that I feel is that you have a medium, and she's trying to tell you, it feels female to me. I don't know how it feels to Kareen. And that, just trust. And then it's another job coming for you. Meditate. Watch your food and what you eat, because that's really important for you. Coventina. Sorry. That's purification and eating and all that. You need to really watch that, too, as well. She's all about purification and helping you clean your diet and your... And all that up as well. But Teresa, I think you've got a lot of good stuff going on there. But Kareen, do you have anything else you want to say? Because we had a couple more callers that we need to take.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, maybe. Thank you.
Oh, no. That's okay. Yeah. I think that. Do you have any questions? That goddess is still with you, Artemis, with the cherubs, because I just saw and she said, I'm here. But yeah, I was just observing the other energy that I was feeling. It's basically like someone that is there to protect you as well, but very closely connected to you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for the insight, ladies, and thank you for clearing that up with it. Thank you so much.
All right, take
you
care.
You guys have a great weekend, okay? And enjoy.
Right. Bye.
Wonderful. Thanks, Teresa. Okay, we've got Amy from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I remember her. Hi, Amy.
Oh. Hi, ladies.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
Anyway. Good. What's your question?
I wanted to see which goddess has been around me. I've been praying to three of them. I feel there's going to be a decision on my claim this week. I'm feeling very strong about that. And I wanted to know what you guys felt and if which goddess you're feeling around me, because I've been praying to three of them. I've really been doing a lot of research on them.
Okay, Maud is the one that pops up first with me.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Did you get the same thing, Kareen?
I got Mott.
Okay. Yeah.
Which
Mott
one?
Is what is Mott, M-A-A-T. All right. If you're from the South, you call her Matt.
Matt.
So.
Okay.
Mott. Yeah. M-A-A-T. That's who I got. Really, really super strong. So, yeah. Which ones? Who else are you praying to?
I am praying to Tara, which I wasn't familiar with all the different identities. Idaiden and Vesta. And
Vesta.
Quentin.
Oh, Vesta's wonderful. She's. I saw her with you before, I think.
Yeah.
But she's with you. But Mott is with you strong, super strong. Okay? Mm-hmm. And she's
but
the one that's giving you the message about the court case.
Mm-hmm. It's a claim.
Okay.
Really
your claim.
Case.
Sorry.
Yeah. I just feel there's going to be a decision made this week. I just feel that really strongly for some reason.
Before the end of the month?
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it. And, well, of course, I don't know if it's wishful thinking or not. I just wanted to hear your input and your insight on it because you have an unbiased view into it.
It's unbiased. And, yeah, I feel like you'll hear before
through,
the 30th. The 30th.
What's that?
Yeah.
Definitely by the end of this month.
Let me ask you a question, too.
Is it a favorable decision?
Yeah, it's a favorable one, but it may go a couple days into October, okay? I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, okay, with time, because time is so, so
right
hard
now.
To pinpoint.
Yeah.
Okay? All right? So you look for it by the end of the month, but it could be a couple days into October.
Do you feel that I'll get all the back pay that I'm requesting, or are they going to change that? Are they going to try to modify it?
I think you're going to get it. You're going to get it because I don't. Should we do see differently? Because I see energy from the past going into the present, like money from back there going to the here and now. That's what it looks like to me. It's like this pulling forward of money.
I feel it too, but there's some sort of compromise. I don't know what that means. I saw that before with her. I think she gets money from the past, but I don't know how that is. Corrine, you would actually be more knowledgeable about that than I am with the ins and outs of stuff. But, yeah. I feel like you'll get money from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I do, but I'm not sure what the compromise is. Okay, so just know that, all right?
Yeah. I know
so you
legally,
feel that there'll be a favorable decision by the first week of October?
Yes.
So
my husband,
he
had a job interview last week that he totally unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
He applied for
it
back in June.
Yeah.
And he really isn't looking, but he went anyway. And he really likes it, but it's less money.
No, I think this energy feels so familiar. Did we talk to you about this before? Because I remember, I think we said that he was going to get a job interview. I remember, and you said at that time, oh, he wasn't looking or something like that.
Looking. He's looking to move forward into the place where he is. This interview just came out of the blue, and, well, of course he went because, you never know, but it's a lot less money.
Mm-hmm.
But if this goes through my claim, he'd be able to take it.
Well, then everything is happening in divine and perfect timing because I remember we talked to you about this, if I'm not mistaken. Your husband and you are coming together and getting the money and getting the opportunity and the money. So remember, you're working on yourself, personal development, which is great, Amy.
Yes, I am. I've really been working really hard, and I've been really doing a lot of research on my goddesses and praying to them for, anything, help with my children, making sure they're okay, and helping my claim get through without any more obstacles. We did have that slight one, when I called you about a month ago, but it wasn't a setback, so I just had faith and kept my faith going into it, but I'm just feeling this coming to the decision's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do too, and I think it's going to be favorable, but there is some sort of compromise, and maybe it's not with the back pay, maybe it's something different. I don't know, but I just feel a compromise, and I heard the word compromise. But it's favorable to you, and it'll allow your husband to be more at peace with what he does and be at more peace with what you're doing and trying to create or in the process of creating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's all coming together now. It's all coming together. All those past challenges are in the past now, so this is a good time for you.
Everything I lost is coming back to me, which is amazing.
Yeah. And the energy feels really good. The energy feels more flowing, more like it's flowing forward. This is good.
Well,
very
that's
good.
Great. And Maat, you said M-A-A-T. I never heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to look it up.
That's what jumped out to me, Corrine. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was for you, too. She's all about
court. Yeah.
fairness, making things happen with integrity in the legal system. Okay, she's the one that I'd want to be my attorney. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, yeah. I want my attorney to channel her. Okay, unless it was a ticket he was getting me out of, and then I'd want to just be sweet with the judge. Okay,
MAAT.
Right. Yes, yeah, she's all about fairness and helping you with legal stuff. Yeah,
justice, which is you're getting right now. You're getting justice.
Hey, did you see her with scales before, Kareem? Because I just saw...
I saw her with scales for peaches. She showed me scales. Okay, I think the reason why she showed me scales was to show me the reason why she was working with peaches was for her legal things.
Well, I just saw the scales for this one. So if scales means money, then you know the scales are in your favor. Okay, so good for you.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you, ladies, and hope to talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay. Wonderful. Oh, listen, Monday night, remember, you've got those Rainbow Crystal Indigo children, so we're having a conference Monday night.
Monday night?
Yes. We'll send you an email. Okay?
Okay, wonderful.
All right, take care. Bye.
Well, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got the last caller for tonight, and it's Linda from Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia Freedom. I always think of that.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, good.
Good. I have a question. I think tonight you've been so helpful in the past telling me about Mott, who's helping me with the lawsuit, and Kali's helping me to be on top of the work that I'm trying to do. I guess I'm trying to figure out the marriage thing. And that's another big piece of what's going on in my life and trying to do it with grace and in my higher self. And sometimes that doesn't go as well as I'd like because of my frustration, I guess. And I didn't know if there were any messages out there for me. We just had our 23rd anniversary, and it was very hard, very, very hard.
You got so much heart and soul and everything about you. That must have been hard. Is your question, should you stay or should you go, or when should you leave?
I already decided that, and that's what we talked about. It's really just, how do I get through this time? I can't do this until I have the income to do it. And how do I get through this period of time? And what is the goal here for me not being able to make this move now? You know, obviously I'm supposed to do something.
Okay, I got, Kareem, is it okay if I go? Because I got this, it's super strong. Mott is working with you, and it's almost like what they're showing me. It gives you an opportunity to plan everything from where you want to live, to the money that you need, to just create it while you're doing it. But it's almost like when you create, like the magic box where you put your dreams and how you're going to do it. But it's like creating your life right now. That's what you're being told to do. You're in a hibernation period. Doing the call that we all do together is really, really helping you, especially in the next couple of weeks. It's about doing your goals. But what I get, with you is like really creating your life. If you had a magic wand and you could create the life you want for yourself, as helping your husband, releasing him, what does that look like? Where do you live? How much money do you have on a monthly basis? Come on, show me more. They're just showing me all this stuff, the car, everything that you need to be, because it's like when you have a specific goals in mind or how you want things to be or to look, it's not about so much, looking, but the essence, security, financial security, stability, comfort, being at peace, all those things. What does that mean? How does that look? What kind of car do you drive? Where do you live? How much money do you need in your bank account, in your savings account? What do you do for a living? All of those things. When does your book get published? When are you sending out the query letters? All those things. That's what I'm being shown, that this is what this is about. That way when you leave your old and go to the new. It's already, it's in the ethers right now. It's like you get to pick and choose. It's like a big shopping spree in the cosmic catalog, so to speak. Good? Cosmic catalog. Like, that's a neat one.
So wow.
That's what I just got. It's like cosmic catalog. I was like, okay, cool. I go, I want to go shopping there.
I like it. It's hard. It's a big responsibility because that's what I've been feeling, and I've been trying to picture, like, getting visualize what you want, you know. And while I go for my walks and I'm creating my abundance, I do that. And I have some of the details in my head. Other details aren't quite as clear, but it's interesting because that is what I've been trying to do.
Okay, they also were talking about a personal mission statement. If you go to FranklinCovey.com, personal mission statement, it will help you with this a great deal, okay? So that's what I just got for you. I was like, tell her this, because I got the part. But more importantly, start a dream box, not a dream box, but a visionary board or, you know, whatever you call it, you know, with different tight houses. I'll tell you who does that really well is Lindsay. She's created something like that. So, you know, we'll talk about that on Monday night when on one of our calls, if you'd like.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I think I've picked out the home. I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to have it or not, or if the timing is right. I think I've actually picked it out. It's one I've asked for.
Oh, good. Well, hey, give it to yourself. That's a big message for you. Give you whatever you ask for, okay? And you're allowed to have it all. So.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll go for it all then.
Yeah, there you go. And remember, the universe responds to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say. So that's a real key thing. That's what I see. Kareem, what about you? What do you see for her?
I think my internet just went out there for a little bit. So can you hear me?
Yes, hello?
Oh, okay. I'm back. I'm sorry. Now it's my problem with the internet. I don't know. Last week it was Tere, this week it's me. Okay, can you hear me, Linda?
Don't worry.
Yeah,
6 weeks
are you.
Okay, well, okay, because
when we get you, okay.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Archangel Michael, help me. Okay. When you were talking and while I was cutting out there hearing a broken record, I have no idea. I don't even know what you talked about at all. But I'll tell you which angel I tuned into, and I've never worked with her before. So it took me a little bit of time to kind of familiarize myself. She was showing me flowers. That's why, like the spring and summer flowers. Like it was just like this, so so delightful, you know. And I didn't understand it at first, okay. But what she ended up telling me was that she is the goddess that stands for. And Tere, you probably can know because I don't know which one is associated with. Like it felt like to me she was like surrounded by like springtime flowers everywhere, okay. But anyways, her point was when she came, she says she's with you right now, and for some reason I don't know why the flowers are there, but she says she's helping you. She is associated with life changes. Okay, life changes, for courage to go through life changes, and to help you heal, work with your stress. Okay, and she was giving me the feeling of you feeling like you were trapped or stuck or something. Because I got a feeling of like I wanted to just break out of the shell, basically. And I still don't know why she's associated with flowers, because there's so many flowers, like daisies and sunshine. I don't know why this has anything to do with what she's helping you with, but, you know, that's what she's saying. So she's helping you with the life changes that you're going through, the courage to go through that and handle your stress. And that will give you the courage to break free from the shell that it feels like you feel like you're confined in. And and it feels like to me when I'm looking at your energy that you're about to embark on that, like a new journey. Like you are breaking out of this shell, and then there's going to be this like new life presented to you. That's
Cordelia. That's who it is. Cordelia. Cordelia.
Cordelia. Cordelia.
Does she have issues associated with spring and
I think so. She's
flowers?
All to do life changes. Yes.
Oh my gosh, she's so delightful. It's like sunflowers and daisies around. And why is she associated with life changes? I don't know what the flowers are in them.
Because Linda needs her.
I don't know.
Linda needs her. That's the reason why Green did Linda needs her. So.
It's kind of confusing, you know, because you're seeing the flowers and you're like, oh, it must be like love and joy and peace and happy. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty serious stuff that she's helping you with. It's like life changes. dealing with your stress. And then I got this picture, like, breaking out of a shell. And, like, you're just exploding into this, like, new person. So I don't know if that's coming up for you. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, she's also associated with the elementals, just to be honest with you. So and celebration. So celebrate your new life. You really need to plan for it now and visualize it, okay? And expect it, okay? Sometimes one of the things that I get for you is pretty strong is, you know, if we say, well, we expect to be, if you're, for instance, if you're a man and you want to be 6'2 and you're 5'9, you don't really expect that. So she says, really work on expecting it. That's so strong for you. And so go back into your mind. You expect to something that you enjoy doing. You expect to your daughter and you to do things together and come through this challenging time. When you're feeling that expectation of how your daughter's going to be and come through this, change that to expecting this life. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, it's a neuroassociations like we were talking about the other day. Mm-hmm. So she says, work on expecting. Okay, because and then when you start expecting it and believing it, it's going to really, really happen. That's what she's here to do. Okay.
And the timing has been the hard part, because I know that it's all coming. I feel it in every ounce of my body, and the timing has been the frustrating thing. And I guess I'm just not allowed to know that. It all has to fall into place when it does, I guess.
The minute the timing is really up to you, Linda.
Okay.
That's the message I just got. It hit me so hard in my chest. Okay. And it's really you preparing yourself, what you're doing. You're doing all the right steps. Just work on expecting. Isn't that cool? I was like, how cool is that?
That's really wonderful. Thank
instead
you.
Instead of
so
waiting.
Much.
Expecting instead of waiting. That's so
expecting
cute.
Expecting instead of waiting.
Yeah.
That would be in my for the evening. Yeah. Thank you so much. This is so helpful.
Oh, good. I'm so glad we got a chance to share that with you, because you're such a – Karina and I are going to come up there and break bread with you when you get your new house, okay? So.
I'll tell you what. When I have that party, you better show up to Pennsylvania, or I'll come wherever you are, because I know you're in different parts of the country.
No worries. But make sure it's a housewarming party. So they always – the people come to a housewarming, they bring presents, okay?
Okay, cool. All right. Well, much love to you, ladies. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Aw, what a neat story that is. You know, it's good when you have hope, huh?
Yes. This is I got to go research that Cordelia here.
Yeah. It just popped in my head.
I know, because
it's like
a strange association, right? It's like flowers.
I've never really worked for life changes. Yeah, right? I've never really worked
for... I just got it. She said, because flowers blossom, they transform. That's why I'm here for life changes.
Okay.
I got it. She's like.
Well, I was sitting there going, who are you? And I was sitting there going, I know this. And Cordelia, blossoming. There you go. Aww. So it's in the. Yeah, I've never really worked with her myself. So, give hope and to like live with expectation, I was like, hey, come on down here. You know, let's work with us. So, anyway, we got a couple more things, a minute or two, so before we have to check out or say goodbye. We have a Monday night. If any of you guys want to know, we have a meet and greet parents and children of. Indigo, Crystal, Rainbow Children and Parents. And it's all going to be over the phone. If you want to know more about it, go to angelcoaches.com. And what else, Karina, have we got out there? So we got some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, we got some really great classes that are coming up and workshops too as well. And I think most of the information is on the website, but we'll update it too pretty soon with dates and additional classes. So we've got classes and workshops on meditation and working with the crystal indigo rainbow children, or if you are an indigo child yourself, also with past life regression, future life regression, and reading angel cards. And that's all available on the website. So if you want more information, you can fill out the contact form and we also have the, every Tuesday night we have a teleconference manifesting call. So if you would like to join our group, you can send us a note and we'll send you the information.
Yeah, and it's free. The best part about that one, it's free. Love free stuff. Yeah. So anyway, well, I think it's about time to say goodnight to everybody. So take care, and unless you have anything else to say or to add, we enjoy doing the goddesses with you. And so we got next week, I think we're doing something on numerology. So that'll be exciting.
I know, I'm excited.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Okay, good night.